One of the biggest problems facing college students may come as a surprise to their parents. A quarter to a third of all college and university students are not covered by health insurance. If you've run into this problem or know a student who has, you can call us, 800-989-8255, or email us, TOTN@npr.org. Joining us now is Jim Mitchell. He is the student health director at Montana State University. He joins us from Bozeman, Montana. Good of you to join us on Talk of the Nation.
Glad to be here.
What explains the gap in health insurance coverage for post-secondary students?
Well, there are several reasons. One is, while most of us assume that many college students can be covered or continue to be covered by their parents' insurance, there are large numbers of students where that's no longer true. For example, there are over-traditional age students, over 22 or 23 years old, that can no longer be covered by their parents' insurance, yet that student, him or herself, doesn't have a job that provides health insurance coverage. There are also more and more students going to college these days who come from low-income families or whose families themselves have no health insurance coverage, and so obviously when the student goes to college, they don't have coverage either.
And there are a lot of regional restrictions on some health care plans. Managed care plans only cover a specific area.
Right. And then in that case, we'd probably call these students underinsured. They may be well-insured if they're home in their area where their family lives, but once they go off to college, maybe in another state or even in another part of the same state they live in, they may not have the same access to the health care networks that their health plan assumes they have access to.
Well, what about the school? Do universities and colleges offer students health care insurance options?
Yes, in most cases they do, but this varies widely as to how good these plans are. And certainly if parents or students are considering the plan the university is offering, they should look carefully at what the coverage is, what's included, what's excluded, what the limits are, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Too often, people just look at the price, and if it's low, they think that's good. But as with most things, you need to look a little beyond that.
Well, we just got an email pretty much on that point from Clinton. I attend Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. All students attending at least three-quarters time are required to carry health insurance. For those with no private insurance, the university offers insurance at a reasonable cost. How many other universities offer insurance, and how many other universities in the country require it? Are these types of programs on the rise?
Right. Well, I think more and more universities are moving in the direction of requiring health insurance for students. I don't have any statistics on exactly what the total numbers are, but the schools are looking at it from two points of view. One, they're making a significant investment in the students they're educating, and they certainly want to make sure the students have access to adequate health care when that's needed. But equally important is that these universities exist in communities where uninsured students can be a significant burden on the community they're a part of. So I think universities are often feeling pressure from the community they're a part of not to have a lot of uninsured students using health care systems that then they can't pay for.
We're talking about health care coverage for college and university students with Jim Mitchell, the student health director at Montana State University. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a question from a listener. Wes is on the line from Davis, California.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, you're on the air, Wes.
Hi, I go to the University of California at Davis, and I just turned 24, and I just had to sign up for insurance through my university because I was previously covered with my parents. And I had to do quite a bit of research to figure out exactly what I needed to do, where I needed to go, and who I needed to talk to. And I just wanted to know why it seems like, particularly at my university, I can't speak for others, seems like there isn't a lot of advertising, I guess you'd call it. You really have to kind of do a lot of footwork to get the correct insurance. And I see a lot of my friends that they don't know what they're covered under their own parents' insurance or the university's. And, I mean, I see a lot of kids making mistakes, and it's, it's kind of hard for a kid just out of college or, on his own when they don't have mommy and daddy taking care of them. I mean, what other kind of avenues should I explore? I mean, this doesn't even cover my dental.
Jim Mitchell?
Well, he's expressing a common problem. I think, the truth be told, many of us don't know all the details of our insurance coverage, whether we're student age or not. But I think, it sounds like he's taken some initiative on his own to become educated about this, and that's a step in the right direction. Again, universities are going to vary greatly as to how much information they provide to students on the plans they offer and in trying to educate students about what the issues are. So unfortunately, I wish I could refer them to a particular website or something that might help with this, but I'm not familiar with one off the top of my head.
Go ahead, Wes. I'm sorry.
But I was just going to say that I know that the university deals with Blue Cross of California, and there's all sorts of different things like Kaiser and all that other sort of stuff, and it's just kind of a lot of rigmarole and a lot of weird details, and, you know, you can do this and not that, and they don't tell you exactly, you know, what your premiums are for this doctor and that doctor, and it just kind of feels like we're, you know, those of us that don't have mommy and daddy showing us exactly the way. I mean, they do have info there at the university, but you've really got to look for it, and I just wish there was some way that, you know, they could get more word out to the students, and so I've been actually thinking about, you know, putting up my own website or something, at least for the kids here at Davis, to say, you need to go here, and if you're this age, you need to do that. Is there any other better suggestion to kind of get the word out, even if the university won't do it?
Well, as a student, I think students have can have a lot of influence just by asking the questions of their student health services or their student affairs areas on campus. And I'm always surprised by, you know, how much influence an individual student or group of students can have, either individually or working through student government to, you know, bring some of these issues up. One thing I do know about the University of California system is that they have a requirement for their students on all their campuses to have some kind of health insurance, and that's certainly a step in the right direction.
One thing that they sent out that I don't think a lot of my college friends here pay attention to is they send you a thing in the mail that says, if you have parents' insurance, sign this waiver. If you don't, come in and sign up for it. But a lot of my friends, they don't pay attention to it because it's not a bill or anything else like that.
Oh, they'll come later, those bills. Wes, if you get that website up, call and let us know, will you?
I appreciate it. Thanks. I love your show.
Thanks very much. Thanks. And let's get another caller on the line. And this is Mark, who's with us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi there.
Hi.
I know time is short. I just wanted to share an experience I had as an uninsured college student. I was attending the master's program at Kent State, working two jobs while going to school full-time. I developed an irregular heartbeat from all the stress, I believe. But I went to the emergency room, and once they found out I didn't have insurance, their treatment became very shoddy. They basically accused me of being a drug user. They said I had drugs in my system, which I didn't. They belittled the fact that I was in school. They wanted to make a big deal out of the fact that I was an adult who didn't have a full-time job. And it was a very negative experience. I didn't get proper treatment until I went to Kent State's student health clinic. And there I received good treatment. But from a public hospital, it was very poor treatment. And it was a very negative experience. And it cost me about $1,200 in medical bills, which I didn't have the money for.
Ouch.
And that really dinged my credit, I got to tell you.
Well, Mark, you were right. Our time is short, but we thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Jim Mitchell, in 30 seconds, can you give him that's an illustration of the problem, certainly.
Yeah, it sure is, and it's one of those things that nobody thinks they need insurance until they have a need. And so it's certainly something for parents and students to keep an eye on, especially as they're sending their sons and daughters off to college right around now.
Jim Mitchell, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Jim Mitchell, Student Health Director at Montana State University in Bozeman, Montana. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.